Welcome back, everybody, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. And I can tell you right now that that is official. I have written it here as well. If you look on the Facebook page, Devil Radio 92.7, you can see this is official.
It is.
I have written it down. This, C-H-I-S, all in capitals. It's very important. You know the conservatives love their capital letters. So we got the this is I-Z official, O-F-F-I-S-H-U-L. That way nobody thinks it's different. Official, and then my signature. So now everything that I'm writing is official because I've documented it.
Yes, you have. Yes, you have. And we're going.
It passes for it, right?
Yeah, and that also goes in line with the official deposition that is being provided by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's attorney, Steve Fawcett. So, sitting before Dane County Judge Valerie Bailey Wrynn today, giving deposition in this lawsuit over open records, Brian, looking into the investigation that was opened, authorized by Republicans to review the 2020 election here in the state of Wisconsin. And so, like I said in the last segment, about 2.5 hours of deposition from Steve Fawcett, the attorney for Speaker Voss's office. And a lot of questions, Brian, where his answer was just, I don't know, I don't recall, I don't think. And so it was a lot of two and a half hours, a lot of that. That was
so he's
response.
A mob lawyer is what you're saying. Mob lawyer?
Well, it completely falls in line with the fact that they just haven't been documenting anything from this election probe, because legally you can't get in trouble for lying if you just insist that the document's not there or you don't remember whether or not the document was ever created, right?
Remember, folks, for this particular exercise, we are setting aside the fact that Joe Biden completely won the election and that any buddy telling me that the election was stolen somehow is probably wrong. We're going to set that argument aside because it doesn't matter. If you're trying to prove something one way or another, I don't know, maybe have some documentation so that we could be sure that you're correct.
No, because if not, this really just seems like some kind of money laundering effort for Robin Voss to use taxpayer funds to pay Gableman to go around and say that there's a big election fraud without being able to actually produce an ounce of proof. There is zero proof or indication.
Across the board.
Right.
Across the nation.
Yeah. And I mean, he's traveled to Arizona and South Dakota and all over the place to figure out whether or not Wisconsin's elections were stolen. And It's ridiculous. But this is the attorney for the Assembly Speaker's office, Brian, in deposition. And I want to dive in to a couple of the questions that he received that he just didn't know or didn't recall or didn't have an answer for in the Dane County court earlier today. So Fawcett said he did not do anything to confirm that Gableman had not withheld any records after the court issued its order. That was the order to turn over the records in this open records lawsuit so that American Oversight, the organization that is suing to receive them, could review them for public purpose.
So he's essentially just ignored. He basically said in court, I've ignored the court's order.
Well, he just said that Fawcett did nothing to follow up with Gableman on that regard.
Clearly the onus is on Gableman anyway, but he's the guy who's supposed to help him out, and he just said, oh, the court ordered something? Yeah, I didn't do anything.
Right. Fawcett also said he does not think it was unusual that Gableman turned up relatively few records for the work he performed over the summer. So, again, earlier in this court case, the judge, Valerie Bailey Wrynn, said that she was baffled by how few documents the court received from the Assembly Speaker's office. Essentially, again, this thread goes on for a really long time, so I'm looking forward to seeing the entire piece by Patrick Marley over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But Fawcett says he did not receive weekly reports from Gableman. Gableman, and this is a comment then from Marley, Gableman's contract says he is to produce such reports, and the individual that negotiated the contract with former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman and the Assembly Speaker's office is Steve Fawcett. Steve Fawcett made that a requirement in the contract that was originally signed with Gableman, and then Fawcett says to the court today that he was not receiving those weekly updates from the Gableman probe on what work it was doing on behalf of Wisconsin taxpayers, because again, that is who's paying the $676,000 that the Republicans have authorized to review the 2020 election.
So that's what happens when you're a pompous ass who goes around saying that the election was stolen, offering no proof, and when you're in front of the assembly, that you pretty much say shame on you to anyone who says maybe you should probably have any idea of what you're talking about. Oh, and by the way, you have clearly identified yourself as a partisan, you giant flagellating hack. My goodness.
And one more thing that I want to dive into here before Please. We go to the next commercial break. So Fawcett says he told Gableman when he was hired that he would have to comply with the open records law. He says he did not provide any open records training to Gableman. That's Fawcett saying that. He says that he does not remember if he told Gableman he could delete some records if he wanted. So that was the final piece of questioning that Marley shared out to...
Let me throw it out there. Maybe if you're a Supreme Court justice, you should know how open records requests work. Just throwing it out there. Could be part of how you do your job. I don't know.
So the attorney for Assembly Speaker Voss's office contends that he does not know why he's not receiving the weekly reports that were part of the contract that the attorney on the stand in this deposition negotiated on behalf of the Assembly with Michael Gableman, and that he told Gableman that he would be subject to open records laws, but then when asked about it, he said that he did nothing to follow up with the request after they received the open records request from American Oversight.
Your Honor, I have a cross-examination here. Mr. Fawcett, what would you say you do here?
Excellent Anything? Question. Excellent
Any
question,
idea?
Brian.
Does anybody know?
I don't Mr. think Gableman, anybody knows.
What would you say you do here? Because if you go around yelling at people and saying shame on you like a pompous ass, maybe you should back it up. Back it up and put your name on it, you freaking coward.
Folks, you've been listening, or you are listening to Dueling Tangents. We got two more segments coming up. A little bit more.
You got nothing!
More GOP and disarray stories as well, Brian. So we're going to dive into those
nothing!
Next. And we're taking your calls. 844-967-2789.
Nothing!